With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. It's Friday, time to talk business with Christopher Arnes, Managing Editor of Digital News for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Good morning, Steve.
Local officials have been recently trying to brainstorm plans for several vacant school properties, including two historic schools in Midtown. The schools have been vacant for decades. What do officials want to do with the properties, and why is this a big deal?
Well, the properties are in pretty prime locations. One of them is the former Jefferson School at 16th and N Street, and the other is the former Marshall School on G and 27th Street. If done right, remodeling these older, prominent buildings could have a huge impact on the neighborhoods around them. District officials seem interested in maybe turning them over to local developers who might convert them into a mix of retail, housing, maybe some office use. District officials have had some meetings in the last month to start looking at possible plans. Everyone wants to get something done soon, but this process is taking a while because school district officials want to get plenty of input from the community, and that requires lots of meetings. So developers actually submitted some proposals 2 years ago, but officials are just, you know, they're still figuring out what they want to do. So it could be many months before we hear about any concrete plans for these properties. It's possible development might not even happen because the school district is required to check with government agencies and local charter schools to see if they want to use the building before handing it over to developers.
In other news, several new stores are coming to a Folsom shopping center, including a big retailer that might surprise people. What's going on there?
Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone is getting a new Barnes & Noble, and this one apparently will serve beer and wine based on a liquor license filed with the state. Barnes & Noble actually signed a lease back in 2007 for that shopping center, but that fell through, so this has been a long time coming. A couple of restaurants are also opening up there. Petra Greek, the downtown late-night Euro joint, is opening there later this year, and a Pure Life Juice Company location, that's a fast-growing local juice chain, is opening up there in July. And finally, the shopping center also confirmed that a Brazilian steakhouse is set to open as well.
Speaking of big retailers, we talked a lot recently about stores closing in the Sacramento area. Earlier this week, reports emerged that Sports Authority would close all six stores in the area, but now it's not clear what's happening.
That report came from Forbes, which said Monday that Sports Authority was selling all of its assets and closing all of its stores, and that story was actually later corrected. And what it said was the company is apparently trying to sell assets or maybe merge with another sporting goods retailer, such as Dick's Sporting Goods, which already has a couple of stores planned in Sacramento and seems to be interested in expanding its presence here. Sports Authority is closing roughly 25% of its stores, but none appear to be in this area. We actually called around to the company's six stores in the Sacramento area, and they all said that they're staying open for now. You know, once again, this is a sign of the times. Online retail and competition with bigger brands like Target are really squeezing specialty stores like Sports Authority. So, you know, we'll probably be talking more about big companies like this closing stores in the future.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Christopher Arnes with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.